Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 474. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. I think it's going to be a great show. Today, we are going to discuss the recent U.S. News and World Reports rankings of the best jobs in 2017. Can you guess where being a dentist was ranked? All right, hey, but before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. The website is Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Also, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Okay, so as I mentioned, recently, the U.S. News and World Report put out a list of the top 100 jobs for 2017. Any idea where dentist fell? Well, before we get to that, let me just start. We're going to count down backwards. We're going to go from, well, maybe we'll start at 5. And we'll do all 10, but let's just start at 5. So, the fifth best job in 2017 is orthodontist. Orthodontist, that's interesting. The next best job, number 4, statistician. Number 3, physician's assistant. Number 2, nurse practitioner. And number 1, drum roll please. Actually, I can do a drum roll. And number 1, the best job for 2017, according to U.S. News and World Report, is dentist. You probably knew that was coming, didn't you? Now, I'll tell you what, the people that ranked us as number 1, they've probably never been a dentist. No, don't get me wrong. I love being a dentist. It's just that when you hear of the best possible job you can have with all of the ones out there, you would think that it's all hunky-dory. It's always pleasant. It's always fun. It's always rewarding, all that stuff. And I will say that there is a lot of that. But you know what? Being a dentist is a lot of work, and you really have to have a passion for it. And obviously I do, or I wouldn't do it. And I love what I do, and I'm very proud of the fact that we were ranked that high. By the way, dentist isn't the highest paying job. We're going to go over the highest paying jobs in a little bit. Just according to them, it is the job that has a lot of the parameters that they were looking for. They look for things like unemployment rate. They look for things like work-life balance. They looked at the possibility of job openings in the future. They looked at stress level. They did look at salary, and they gave everything a point value. And they decided that when you add it all up and you apply all of those parameters, those different point values to the different jobs, dentist came out number 1. Let's see if we can delve deeper into it and see what they came up with. So, for example, the mean, it says, okay, well, let's just talk about, and this is from U.S. News and World Report. So, many people dread the dentist. When they open wide, they're afraid what the dentist will find. Another cavity, or even worse, will it be time for a root canal? Will the dentist embarrass them about their flossing frequency or their coffee drinking? Will they push procedures that patients don't want? According to Ada S. Cooper, a consumer advisor for the American Dental Association and dentist with a private practice, these concerns are why establishing trust is so important. Patients have to know that dentists are doing what's best for them. And they can do this by being honest, ethical, and compassionate. Three qualities Cooper looks for when she is hiring at her practice. She also highlights the importance of good communication skills. Dentists identify and treat problems concerning a patient's mouth, gums, and teeth. Their duties include extracting teeth, fitting dentures, and filling cavities. Some choose to specialize in areas that range from treating serious oral problems and diseases to straightening teeth and performing oral surgeries. They are assisted by dental hygienists who complete a patient's teeth cleaning and by dental assistants who usually help with record keeping and instrument sterilization, as well as handing dentist instruments during procedures. Now, I actually choose to do all of the procedures so that way I don't get bored and I feel like it's a better service for my patients. Let me just go on with what they wrote. The need for professionals to examine our teeth, fill and refill our cavities isn't fading, and because more people want cosmetic treatments like teeth whitening to attain pearly whites, the demand for dentists is growing. Bureau of Labor Statistics predicts employment growth of 18% between 2014 and 2024, with 23,300 new openings. That's a lot of new dentists. Now, I don't know that. Now, they're calling those new openings. That surprises me. I would think that that number must have to include retiring dentists. And maybe that's what it does. It must take into account the dentists that are aging out. So anyway, they go on to say a comfortable salary, low unemployment rate, and agreeable work-life balance boosts dentists to a top position in our list of best jobs. So here are some of the quick stats. The median salary is $152,700. That actually sounds a little high to me. I know a lot of dentists that don't earn that. Anyway, and then the next parameter is unemployment rate, 0.1%. 0.1%. Pretty much if you're a dentist and you're not working, you just don't want to work. There are so many opportunities out there. And think about it, it's not just in private practice. It's not just what you would think of with a dentist working either by themselves or in a couple dentists together. You could work at a prison. You could work for the health department. You could work for an insurance company as a consultant, the military. You could do research. You could teach at a university. You could teach at a dental assisting school or a dental hygiene program. You could work for a manufacturer of dental home healthcare products. You could do mobile dentistry where you go to nursing homes and that sort of thing. And as we talked about a few weeks ago, there's actually a dental office in the basement of the White House in case the president needs emergency dental care or any dental care for that matter. Okay, and then after unemployment, it talks about the number of jobs, which we just talked about. They expect 23,300 new jobs. To me, that's amazing. Now, they put the life-work balance as one of the big things, and the reality is I guess a lot of dentists do have a great life-work balance. I'm not sure I've accomplished that yet. I do with all of the procedures that I do and the dental charitable events that I do and this radio show that I do. I do find myself with a lot less free time at home than some dentists. But you know what? That's kind of by choice. And so it's pretty clear from this list that if I, you know, just cut out some of those things, which I would never do to you guys, who's going to bring this show to you? But if I did, I would have that life balance that was a big, big part of making dentists the number one job in the nation. Okay, now, okay, as I mentioned, the top five, counting backwards, let me just recap that for you because it's going to be important. Actually, you know what? Let me go ahead and give the top 10, and we're going to start with tied for ninth. So in essence, we don't have a 10th. We have two occupations that are tied for ninth. That would be an OBGYN and an oral and maxillofacial surgeon. They tied for ninth. You could say one of them's 10 and the other's 9, but according to the voting and the factors that they applied, they're actually tied. So I think we're actually calling oral and maxillofacial surgeons 9. Computer systems analyst is 8th. Pediatrician, 7th. Nurse anesthetist, 6th. Orthodontist, 5th. Statistician, 4th. Physician's assistant, 3rd. Nurse practitioner, 2nd, and again, number 1, dentist. Okay, so if you look at those numbers, that means that of the top 10 best jobs in 2017, 3 of them are in the dental field. Pretty neat, with oral surgeons being 9th, and orthodontists being 5th, and dentists being 1st. All right, now why did I go over that a second time? It's because that's probably going to be important when we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. For those of you that have never listened, every week we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, where you're going to have a chance to call in and win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. The number that you're going to call is, we're not going to do it right this minute, but I do want to give you the number so that you can pre-program it into your phone. The number is 614-459-9769. And again, don't call yet. We're going to call. We have a disclaimer we have to do, and I still haven't given you the question. I'm just giving you the number, which is 614-459-9769. All right. But I think this is a good time for us to go ahead do Dr. Kuvitko's question of the day, but before we do, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kuvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kuvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kuvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kuvitko's question of the day.
All right, and don't forget, the winner is going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question of the day is, today we are discussing the recent Best Jobs in 2017 rankings by U.S. News & World Report. Which of the following statements are true about the report? A. 3 of the top 10 jobs are in the dental field. B. It ranks dentist as the number one job in 2017. C. It ranks orthodontist as the fifth best job. D. It ranks oral surgeon as tied for ninth best job. Or E. All of the above. All right. The winner's going to receive those free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kuvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kuvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kuvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kuvitko.
Dr. Kuvitko!
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kuvitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kuvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kuvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kuvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9000.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kuvitko & Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kuvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kuvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kuvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kuvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kuvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kuvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We've been doing Dr. Kuvitko's question of the day. And during the break, my producer collected four callers. They had four people on the line. And please tell me, who was the winner of the free flowers from DeSantis Florist? Who had the correct answer? All of the above.
The correct answer was given by Debbie in Grove City.
For those of you that don't remember the question, basically, the best jobs in 2017, 3 of the top 10 jobs are in the dental field. Dentist was number 1, orthodontist was number 5, and oral surgeon number 9. All right. Okay. Congratulations to our winner. Enjoy those flowers from DeSantis. Thank you so much for calling. And for those of you that didn't win this week, be sure to try again next week. All right. Okay, so let's talk a little more about, okay, we talked about the top 10 best jobs of 2017. Let's do the, let's go to the next 10, the like number 11 through 20, just because. All right, so after number 10, the next best was optometrist. After that, number 12, occupational therapist. Number 13 was software developer. Number 14, surgeon. Didn't really say whether it was a general surgeon, thoracic surgeon, heart surgeon. I don't know. Don't know why. They just lumped them all together, I guess. 15, nurse, midwife. 16, physical therapist. My daughter's one of those. 17, anesthesiologist. 18, physician. 19, psychiatrist. And 20, mathematician. All right, so those, that rounds out the top 20 jobs for 2017 in the U.S. Now let's talk about the best paying jobs, because remember earlier in the show I mentioned that dentistry wasn't the best paying job, but it had a great low unemployment rate, great life-work balance, decent pay, all that. Okay, so the best paying job for 2017 is anesthesiologist. U.S. News and World Report lists their median salary at $187,200. They have a 1.7% unemployment rate. There are about 7,100 projected new jobs between now and 2024. After that, number two was surgeon. And again, I don't know. They seem to be lumping all the surgeons in together, and they're not, but they did. So surgeon also has, in fact, yeah, all of these, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the top 7, they all have the same median income. And median, by the way, is meaning there's the same number of people that earn less than this number as there are that earn more. It's not an average, it's a median. And so, okay, after anesthesiologist and comes surgeon. Surgeon has a 0.6% unemployment rate. Remember, dentistry has a 0.1. So that's very, very low also, although I guess there are a few more unemployed surgeons than dentists. And they have 9,100 new jobs projected between now and 2024. Oral and maxillofacial surgeon is the third best paying job in the nation. You might remember they were ninth in the list of best jobs, and they have a 0.6% unemployment rate, but there are only 1,200 new jobs projected in the, between now and 2024. Okay, number four of the best paying jobs is OBGYN. And again, they have the same salary as anesthesiologists, surgeons, and it is a 0.6% unemployment rate and 4,300 new jobs projected. Orthodontists. Now, orthodontists, you might remember, were number five in the best jobs in America category. They're also number five in the best paying jobs. And they have a 0.1% unemployment rate with 1,500 new openings coming up. Number six is physician. Physician also has the same income as these others I've been mentioning, with a 0.6% unemployment rate and 5,100 new job openings. Remember, dentists had 23,300. Oh, we're going to get back to that, aren't we? Okay, after physician is a psychiatrist. Psychiatrist has a 1.2% unemployment rate. They make the same amount of money as physicians and orthodontists and OBGYNs and oral and maxillofacial surgeons, surgeons and anesthesiologists. But they have 4,200 new openings coming up. Pediatrician is number eighth, and that is $170,300 and 0.6% unemployment with 3,600 new openings coming up. And then ninth is dentist. So we are, dentists are the ninth highest paying jobs or best paying jobs. And that was $152,700, 0.1% unemployment. And we have 23,300 new job openings between now and 2024. And then rounding out the top 10, prosthodontists. And prosthodontists are dentists that they specialize in making crowns and bridges and parcels. And these days, I believe, restoring implants and that sort of thing. Now, here's the interesting thing. Their salary is $119,740, median salary. Their unemployment rate is the same as mine at 0.1%. But there are only 100 openings expected in the next between now and 2024. So I'm surprised they even made it in there. And honestly, I think it seems to me like maybe I'm just completely uninformed, but it seems to me that prosthodontists are kind of a specialty that is going by the wayside, because general dentists typically do just about everything that a prosthodontist does. I guess we would say that prosthodontists do maybe the more difficult cases, the ones that a general dentist might not be comfortable with. But only 100 new prosthodontists between now and 2024. openings. That tells you something, doesn't it? Tells you I'm probably right. Okay. All right. And so let's look at this. So of the top 10 best paying jobs, there are 1, 2, 3, 4 in the dental field. Those being oral and maxillofacial surgeon at 3, orthodontists at 5, dentists at 9, and prosthodontists at 10. Okay, these are pretty interesting things. What I want to do now is I want to go back and talk about the non-dental jobs. Remember we said dentist was number 1 as far as best jobs, but let's talk about the next one and the next one, and let's delve in a little bit about what those jobs entail. Okay, so the second best job in the United States for 2017, nurse practitioner. And by the way, they didn't even make the top 10 in salary or best paying jobs. But a nurse practitioner, also known as Advanced Practice Registered Nurse or APRN, are registered nurses with additional education. This extra schooling allows these professionals to take patient histories, perform physical exams, order labs, analyze lab results, prescribe medications, authorize treatments, and educate patients and families on continued care. Nurse practitioners specialize by population, such as women's health or pediatrics, and they can also work in research or academia. It sounds a lot like the job description of a physician, right? So what's the difference? The main contrast is the amount of formal education required. Physicians have more, and their breadth of knowledge and their salaries are usually commensurate with their additional work. However, increasingly and somewhat controversially, nurse practitioners are providing primary care to patients. Many nurse practitioners first worked as registered nurses, where their treatment of patients extended to holistic and wellness care, and a nurse practitioner brings that background to his or her diagnosis, treatment, and management of medical issues. Over the next decade, health officials are projecting a severe shortage of healthcare professionals brought about by health reform and an aging baby boom generation. The Bureau of Labor Statistics predicts that by 2024, the field will grow by 35%, opening up a whopping 44,700 new positions. This growth rate is 5 times the national average for all occupations, making job security for nurse practitioners very good. They are also handsomely paid for their work, with the top 25% taking home six-figure salaries. Very interesting, very interesting. And I think this is what we're seeing at things like the Minute Clinic, things like where you can walk into the pharmacy and there'll be somebody there that can check you out without an appointment. Okay, pretty soon we're going to have to go to a break, but before we do, I think I can sneak one more in. Let's do physician's assistant. That is number 3 in the best jobs in the nation. Let's talk about that. Physician's assistants diagnose illnesses, develop and carry out treatment plans, assist in surgeries, perform procedures, and guide patients. Jeffrey Katz, president of the American Academy of Physician Assistants, the AAPA, says that he diagnoses and treats patients' illnesses and diseases and counsels them on their path to wellness. Physician assistants' work is very similar to that of a general internist or doctor, but they are required by law to practice under the supervision of a licensed physician or surgeon. Often the supervision is more like collaboration, but there are certain archaic regulations that make life for physician's assistants and their patients difficult. To give a real-life example of these arbitrary regulations in my practice, this is from Jeffrey Katz, I can write a patient a prescription for morphine, he explains. However, by law, I cannot prescribe my diabetic patient diabetic shoes. Huh, that's weird. Often the stress comes in when physician's assistants are not able to practice to the full extent of their training, education, and ability, according to Jeffrey Katz. But the profession is filled with rewards that come from helping and treating patients. A 2015 AAPA study found that more than 96% would recommend their physician assistant careers to others. Katz has worked in the same family practice in Taylorsville, North Carolina for more than 20 years and has seen generations of families. It is really cool to see the children of children. I don't think there's any better gift, he says. The U.S. is currently facing a shortage of healthcare professionals, and physician assistants, who are a cost-effective alternative to general internists, are needed to fill the void. From 2014 to 2024, the Bureau of Labor Statistics projects that this field will grow to at a rate of 30%, which will shake out into 28,700 new jobs for physician assistants. Their median salary is $98,180, 0.6% unemployment, and boy, that's pretty good. And it helps me understand, too, because I actually thought that what the nurse practitioner did was similar, but apparently not. All right, so it does look like it's time for us to go to a break. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 474, and we will be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Rygaard from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. Today, we've been speaking about the U.S. News and World Report on the best jobs in America for 2017, with dentists coming out on top for the best job. Best paying job was anesthesiologist on top, with dentist at number 9. And if you want to do the top 10 best jobs, it was dentist, nurse practitioner, physician's assistant, statistician, orthodontist, nurse anesthetist, pediatrician, computer systems analyst, OBGYN, oral and maxillofacial surgeon were the top 10 best jobs. And the top 10 best paying jobs were anesthesiologist, surgeon, oral and maxillofacial surgeon, OBGYN, orthodontist, physician, psychiatrist, pediatrician, dentist, and prosthodontist. All right, so you know what? I love what I do. I think you can tell that. As I mentioned earlier, dentistry is not always fun. It can be very challenging, but I always try to take positives and turn them into negatives. And so if somebody comes in and they happen to be very, very nervous, or they're having a bad day, or whatever it is, I take that as a challenge to try to turn a negative into a positive, and hopefully I've been successful at doing that. You know, it's funny because when I first went to dental school, every time I'd tell somebody that I was going to be a dentist, the first words out of their mouth were, "Hey, did you know dentists have a high suicide rate?" And I can tell you that I've heard that over the years many, many, many times. And it's really rewarding and really nice to find out that after I've been doing this 36, 37 years, that finally we are being recognized as a great job, a great profession. We do a lot of good for folks. And I know that we end people suffering. People come in terrible, terrible pain. They can't eat. They can't sleep. And it's very nice. In fact, one of the favorite things I do is get someone out of pain. It's really rewarding. And it's funny because when they come in and they're just, oh my goodness, just like moaning and just, they're almost, it's, you can't even tell the person's personality at that moment. But once I get them out of pain by numbing them, they just become a whole different person, usually this wonderfully, happy person. And of course, they're appreciative at that moment. But, and you know what? There are times when people, you know, it's hard to do what we do, and it's not even the person's fault. Somebody that has Parkinson's and their jaw keeps moving, or somebody that has a small mouth, or somebody that has a gag reflex, or, you know, all of those kinds of things can make our jobs tough. But they're not the patient's fault. We just have to find ways to work around that. And, you know, for the gagger, I have found that if I numb somebody, their gagging isn't either goes away completely if I numb enough spots in their mouth, like both sides of their tongue and both sides of their palate, or I can at least make it tolerable so they can get through it. Heck, I'll even numb somebody to take their x-rays if it's really hard for them. And sometimes people have these small mouths and they just can't, you know, it just doesn't work very well. So, all right. Well, it looks like that's all the time I have for today's show. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Please remember that all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.